Good morning, Nige, and it's a lovely sunny day we have down here in Pawatahanui. I'm actually at a spot called Lane's Flat, and with me is Boyd Knight, who's the construction project manager for the Transmission Gully Motorway project. So does it mean that everything that happens on the project is sort of ultimately your responsibility?
I guess ultimately it's my responsibility, but we've got a pretty good team here and there's delegation of decision making, so I don't make all the decisions, but if something goes wrong, it usually ends up at my door.
That sounds like fun. Now, just to bring our listeners up to speed about you and your background, obviously you're a Kiwi boy.
Unfortunately, I'm Australian, so don't hold that against me.
I didn't pick it from the accent at all, Boyd, no. So what sort of experience did you have to land a job like this?
I guess I came over because of the complexity of the job. Transmission Gully is once-in-a-lifetime build. But I'm a civil engineer by training and have been working pretty much on projects for about 25 years.
Okay, so the summer has just about finished, and it must have been pretty amazing for your construction team, especially after the terrible summer of the year before. So how's it impacted on the project today?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good run up until Christmas. October through December was particularly good weather. We moved a lot of earthworks and got a lot of things done. This side of Christmas, we've had a little bit more than average rainfall, which has hampered progress a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the summer is a lot better than last year.
So what sort of milestones have you achieved so far in terms of soil moved and progress made?
Yeah, I guess the biggest milestone for the project is we can actually access the whole 27 Ks now. So we can drive from the bottom end State Highway 1 up to Lane's Flat, and then from Lane's Flat north, with the only interruption being State Highway 58. And that's probably opened up a lot of the job. Earthworks, we were hoping for about 4 million cubes to be moved this summer. And depending on the weather, we may get there, but given today's forecast and tomorrow's forecast, maybe not.
So 4 million cubes, that's a huge amount of soil. Is there any way that you can sort of give us a reference of just how much soil that is?
I think we did work it out in how much it was for Westpac stadiums, but I can't remember.
Okay. All right. We'll come back on that one. Look, a question that we're getting a lot from our audience is, when is the motorway going to be opened? Is it going to be on track or is it running slightly behind?
Look, it's still on track for mid-2020. Again, we've got a certain amount of wet weather allowed in our program, but if we get more, that's obviously going to be a challenge. If we get less, then it's going to be a benefit for us.
All right, and so talking of the weather, with winter coming up, how does that affect what happens on the road and its progress?
So not a lot more rain occurs in winter, despite the mood of everything. But there is, you know, the temperatures are colder, the sunshine's shorter, and that means we just don't get as much drying out. So we'll be closing some of the areas up over winter, but we'll be working sort of detailed on where we can get some good rocky material that you can work when it's a little bit wetter.
So with the days getting shorter, does that mean then you have to do things under light?
Potentially, but mainly the earthworks just work shorter hours than we do in summer.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit of an update from Boyd Knight, the Construction Project Director for the Transmission Gully Motorway Project. So thanks, Boyd, and here's hoping the winter is not too wet and not too cold.
Yes, yeah. We're praying for a dry one.
Very good. Out in the sunshine at Lane's Flat for the Transmission Gully Project, I'm Crispy for Beach FM 106.3.